ourselves, though.
Yeah, once we record, we're here.
All right, cool. We are live.
Yeah, welcome back, Crippled Couch Talk. I'm your host, Brent. This is superstar over here, Zach.
We will today be talking about piss in the bed, unwanted fingers in the butt, cops parking, handicap parking, and training.
Training, yeah, and future things. Future things, you just never know what's to come.
First one is...
Who we got here, though? Who's your buddy over here, Zach?
Got one of my best friends, Zachary Rather. He's got a Hemi.
Hemi.
That may come up later.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah. So, tell me, you've known Zach for how long?
Don't fucking call him Tommy.
No, he said, tell me, but it sounded like Tommy tried to put them together. I've known Zach here for about 15 years. First time I ever met him, he was swimming at my aunt's house. Well, actually, I met him at the cafe, but first time we ever became friends is we were swimming at my aunt's house. No, it was fine. It was fine swimming in the pool.
He was like, hey, I'm having a party, guys. I'm having a badass sleepover. Now I'm talking on this one.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
All
right. So he's like, I'm having a badass sleepover. Robert, and Robert brought me. He was like, oh, yeah. And so Robert tried to be a nice friend. He was like, all right. Like, yeah, all right, legs, you got any clothes? I'm like, nah, I can go get something. And Zach was like, no, we ain't got enough room.
Fake news.
We got enough room, right? So then I was like, all right, well, I'll go home, and we play chicken scratch, you know, we're getting on each other. And I fell, and I fucking nailed my face. I had to get constructed.
Nobody on earth calls it chicken scratch. It's a chicken fight, but.
Yeah. Was that chicken scratch like dominoes?
I think that's handwriting. I don't know.
Basically, like chicken scratch. I had to get reconstructive surgery.
His face just looked like he used to sleep in an ant pile.
No, it fucked me up. Like, it looked bad. I looked like.
Nah, it's just because I didn't know how my family was going to handle somebody with disabilities, but that's before I knew, like, he didn't have no disabilities, that he was completely able to do everything.
Yeah. Like I said, we were talking earlier, he's a superhero.
Yeah.
He's going to be, like, the first superhero. Legs going to be his kryptonite that's slow you down.
William's mom threw a plate on the ground for me when I first met her.
Oh, my God.
She was like, oh, like, you know, make a... You know,
like a dog?
Put the scraps down there.
Like, okay, so imagine, like, her, I'm her, she's looking at me, she's like, here you go. And we was like, Mom, you're a fucking dog. I was like, Yes, I am. And she's like, I don't know. So I guess people do handle that shit weird. I didn't really think about that back in the day.
My mom warned this guy a long time ago that his body was going to be breaking down and he'd take it easy. And lo and behold, here it is. Uh-huh. Broken down. Didn't take care of himself. Always called her a bitch.
Always called her a bitch.
Your mom's a bitch, dude. Thinks my body's breaking down.
Yeah, I don't know. His mom used to like fucking. She fucking. That's what she calls her shit. She fucking spoke it into existence. She was like, she need help him, Zachary. She was like, his body's breaking down. She used to say shit like she could smell it.
Oh no, this is a complete fabrication.
No, she's like, I could smell him breaking down.
You could. There was a little. Exactly. There was a little smell.
There was like, yeah, a little smell, and then I'd leak. I'd start.
Nah, you didn't leak. The smell was that piece they cut off. That's what the smell was.
The piece they cut off is rotten over there.
Yeah, it was nasty as shit. It was. He used to touch us with it. This little fucking giblet sack that he had on the end of his leg.
I used to fuck around. I'd go up to people at lunch and like, this is like right after surgery and shit.
Yeah.
I go through.
Well, how old are you? Like 3, 4.
I had a surgery on my legs every year for fucking every year.
Yeah, so he got the like, ball cut off like 5 years ago. Hmm? You got the ball cut off like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I've had a lot of surgeries. I used to go like throw it up on the lunch table and like people were like, oh, they don't want to eat their shit. And I'd be like, oh man, I eat everything.
It's like a little chicharrone.
I used to I used to love not going to school for surgery, though. That's why I'd vote for surgery. I need that shit. I fucking need that shit. I got tests coming up. Surgery, motherfucker. I feel this fucking leg hurting on me.
Cut off. See, I'm the one trying to avoid the doctor. You said that certain people in your life are concerned of your health because you don't go to the doctor enough. I feel like that's a lot of like handicapped people's problems sometimes, too, is avoiding that. But you seem to have embraced it and used it to get out of class.
I feel like a lot of handicapped people are... pussies too, though.
Yeah,
they're
like,
true.
A lot of handicapped people, if anything goes wrong, they go to a doctor or whatever, and they got medication for everything. Half the time, they just fucking get off their ass. Or
is that completely their fault, though? Because a lot of times, they're just coddled, just kind of like spoiled children.
Oh, it's funny you bring that up, because I feel like that's a big thing, like, in the cripple world. Like, you'll have people that are, like, completely able-bodied, independent people. As soon as they get hurt, it's like a crutch, you know, for them to not do shit.
Yeah.
They get entitled.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A lot of people do. I mean, man, I know a lot of cripples that feel entitled for, like, special treatment and shit, though.
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time. And I hate on you, too. Not hate, but I give y'all shit sometimes, because it's for your own good to be independent, you know?
What do you
gotta
think?
Gotta be out there and do something.
For instance, what do you think your parents would have done? You think they would have took the route of, like, always taking care of you 24/7? Or
maybe, I mean, if I had fucking arms like you, I don't think they would have. But
what I'm saying, like, let's just say if you got crippled 4 years ago. I don't know.
I mean, they would just do exactly what the doctor said, like whatever you need help with, but wouldn't wipe your ass till you're 14 years old or no shit like that, you know?
Wipe your ass till you're 14. I wish my mom wiped my ass till this day.
Come wipe me!
So I used to tell my mom and dad.
I remember the day, like,
you used to tell your dad to wipe your ass?
Yeah, when not when I was crippled, but when I was able-bodied.
Get out.
Oh, Ferg. Introducing Ferg. I think the camera picked up. Yeah, when I was like a kid, yeah. You didn't wipe your ass when you were like a baby.
Yeah, I did.
You came out the womb wiping your butt, huh?
No, I changed my own diapers when I was born. It was a miracle. I was, no.
You're a miracle baby, huh?
I was, yeah. I was plus, dude, I was 11.
No legs.
And you could change your own diaper.
I was born 11 pounds, 7 ounces, and no legs.
Then
with no legs. And you could
was that before,
change your diaper.
Before or after you were circumcised?
Yes.
Okay.
7 pounds of foreskin.
7 pounds of foreskin.
Yeah,
damn.
You gotta get rid of that. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That was nasty. Your leg had foreskin, and finally it got cut off.
It did kind of have foreskin.
It
got better looking over the years.
Oh,
don't show too much, man. They're going to come out, all the weirdos want to see your stump.
Mm. You should make money off of that shit.
Yeah, speaking of that, like, so you were at the, what was it, the what expo were you at this weekend?
American Fitness Expo, or Fit Expo, one of the two.
Yeah, like, so that's one thing I was kind of impressed with, is, like, I knew you're, like, cool guy and somewhat famous or whatnot. Like, it was pretty interesting seeing, like, these people that were, like, the famous people that were there coming to, like, see you.
Yeah.
You know? That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, I get pretty, like, caught up, too, dude. I ain't gonna lie. Like, some people, like, trying to think who was I starstruck by, kind of, like, this weekend. I mean, always Brian Shaw. I mean, he's just a massive amount of man. Like, you got to think, like, 6'9", 400 and something pounds. You're like, God.
Yeah, there's some big old boys up there.
Get up.
Yeah, like, I would shake their hand when I'd meet him, and it was, like, just, like, muscle. Like, they could easily crush my hand, easily. They weren't even trying.
Dude, that dude Julius Maddox or whatever, that big guy that I was mentioning,
yeah,
he just came, like, a couple pounds shy of the most heaviest bench ever raw, and it was 739.
Yeah, I was looking at that dude. He looks fat, but, like, when you look at his, like, where his muscle is...
I bet you if he turned
swole.
Yeah, I bet you if he turned sideways to get through the door, I bet you he would still kind of touch.
Yeah,
ruined it.
I want you to put them on too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm about to read this text message live.
Why don't you be like, no.
Tell us.
Okay, so you guys watch out. Zayden is here. Just a little checkup on my nephew. He just wanders houses in the neighborhood, and the moms are nice enough to let me know that he's there.
It's good to know.
Damn,
he's safe.
What's your funniest time of us?
Funniest time? When people ask questions like that's stupid, because, like, if you have a funniest time with somebody, y'all aren't very fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you'll straight up, because we got like a million funny things to do. The most recent one was when we were in Miami at the CrossFit competition, and Kenley is wheeling in the wheelchair, and he just fucking takes his hands off the wheel, veers towards traffic, and just says, "Take me now, Lord." I mean, that was the most. incredibly funny thing ever happened.
That was the funniest. Like, I don't know. And Kelly's really, I mean, he's funny as shit, but I didn't think he was that funny, dude. He stepped it up a notch. I feel like he was funny as shit.
I want to know this one. Like, for real, I'm kind of like, what's the most, when's the time you ever felt like a badass the most?
Felt the badass?
Like, athletic-wise. Not in a chair. It only had to be in a chair.
Or
in a chair. I don't care, wherever you feel the most athletic.
Most athletic. Man, that's a good question. So, every once in a while in basketball.
You don't got, like, one play that stands out, and you're like, fuck.
No, I've always been kind of mediocre player. I mean, I've had some high. I take that back. Okay, so one of my highlights of my football career, and I think about it, and this is kind of weird. This kind of goes back to your school. We played CE King when I lived in Baytown, like way back in the day. And this is like the day I became a man. I felt my testosterone like pump through my body. We were on a kickoff. We kicked the ball off. The dude caught it. Like, I just did not pay attention to any halo rule and just teed off on this dude. Like, fast as I could run. As quick as I could go, just T-bone this dude. Laid him out flat.
Killed him.
Almost killed him. Yeah. And none of the parents on that side were very happy at all. My parents, I think, were sitting on that side, so it was like a little uncomfortable situation for them. But that was like the day I was like, yeah, motherfucker. That's, oh, man, no.
Karma.
Sometimes I wanted that, yeah. I think my karma, like, I used to shoot a lot of birds with BB guns. I feel like that might have been where it came from. Not really laying people out.
That's,
you know,
what I fucking killed a bird with a car.
With a car?
Yeah. With a car.
Fucked that bird up. Ivory, he got out. He was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, little bird.
No, that was a big bird. That was like a crane, dude. How fucking stupid can you be? Just move.
Right? They got plenty of time, too, you know? They see you coming.
So one time. He's riding with me. I think we're going to go get coffee. I don't forget where the hell we're going. I remember where we're at. We're on 90, and I see a turtle on the road. I roll over this turtle, like, you know, don't run him over. I just like roll over him, yeah. And I slam my brakes. And he's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I said, "I'm gonna save that goddamn turtle." I put my truck in reverse. I ran that some bitch over.
Oh shit! We're gonna have to cut that out. Peter's gonna get all pissed off on that
accident.
You do live out in the swamp though, so it's like normal thing out here, man. Yeah. Oh, right? Don't fall again.
Got it.
That's good.
I like those shoes, though.
Yeah, they're good.
What do you think about Russell Westbrook? I was getting them.
Oh, man. Russell Westbrook, the reason why it will work is because we already disproved the notion that Harden can't share the ball. When CP3 came to Houston, we were like, how is there going to be, we're going to have two basketballs? Is there going to be enough basketball to share between them? Now we have a more athletic, a bigger guard that can actually control the defense and beat somebody off the ball and actually, I mean, beat somebody off the dribble and actually play above the rim. So now Clint Capela will be effective with both of our guards because he's able to run the pick and roll in the paint. He's big enough. He's not 6 foot, 5'11", wherever the hell Chris Paul was. So I think it's going to work.
Are you – okay, so you're happy about the trade. Without seeing it play out, I guess you're happier right away.
It does not matter who we got. Everybody said the Chris Paul contract was absolutely untradeable, and look what the fuck we did.
That's what I'm saying. And everybody says Chris Paul causes locker rooms to like break up and shit. He's not a good like locker room guy. I think, right?
He's a good leader, but not of. He can be a good leader of younger players, but not somebody who's already elite and, you know, pretty much same age as him. He's the last player from the old school sense of basketball.
You think like old school players talk shit about him or to him?
No, because he is he's the president of the Players Association. Yeah. So I mean, he does a lot for the players. It's just every player, every superstar, they argue. You know, it's just they didn't work out well. They had two different philosophies of how to play ball. It's not like they hate each other.
We got two fucking MVPs on our team now, dude. I want a Westbrook jersey so bad.
See, I don't even follow basketball. Like, I know who you're talking about because, like, I keep up to date with, like, news and shit. But, like, I'm like the Ricky, not Ricky Bobby, but the Kenny Powers. Play real sports, you know. But,
Zach, any games stand out for you that you remember, like you played? Or, like, any, like, particular game where you're like...
Oh, most badass moment of my life is when I got hit, literally ran over by a truck. And I walked away from it.
I've been hit by a truck.
That's probably my
really
did. Most badass moment. But sports wise, videos? Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, you might send it. We'll put that shit in the video.
You can barely see it. I look like a ghost, but you can see how fast the car was going. The truck was going.
Yeah, I got hit in my wheelchair. I won't say whose gym I was at, but I got hit at somebody's gym. It fucking hurt.
I got hit by a drunk driver.
You ever been hit by in your chair? Like people didn't see you and fucking hit back up into you or something?
I got in an altercation and I like I hit the hood and he like kind of like nudged me or whatever. That's it. But when did you feel like most badass athletically?
There was a ragball tournament in Orange, Texas, and I was playing center field, and there was a ball that was virtually, in my opinion, uncatchable. And you know how sometimes you see people lay out for a baseball, and it's just like, man, they kind of fell. I, like, dove. I mean, let's say I was running perpendicular to the fence or parallel to the fence. I, like, dove at a 45-degree angle past me to catch this ball, and, man, snagged it. Game-winning catch. It was pretty badass. We lost the tournament. Yeah, game winner. In the gap. But we lost the tournament. One of only probably two we lost in our entire career.
I don't know, what's my... Well, I don't even know what's my most badass.
Maybe our badass is yet to come, you know? You never know. I feel like right now the crippled people are like the hot chicks. Where the hot shit going on?
I felt like a G a couple times during wheelchair softball nationals.
Yeah? Yeah, you fucking, like, I remember when I first started playing... And you would come out like you come out like every once in a while when I first started playing, but everybody else would like barely hit a pass like the infield. Every time you came up there, you hit home runs, and it's bullshit. Yeah, cause like it, and if you didn't get like you, like foul tipped it or something,
right there where number 9 is in the top left corner, there's my truck. That's where I was standing. That dude was hauling ass. Bah.
Man. So that's what I'm afraid of right there. Like when I'm getting out of my truck, somebody you have to like park in the street and they just like take you out.
I get scared of shit all the time. I hate getting my. Do you get like anxiety about your door laying up on other people's cars?
Oh yeah, I don't.
It's
I'm
impossible.
A car.
It's impossible to get the fuck out.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do my best to park, but it just depends. If I park there and gave plenty of room for like. Me and they mess that up, then that's on them. Cause back in my drinking days, I used to get stuck at parking lots at the bar, and would need to. I wouldn't say I was drinking and driving, but I would need to go home. and couldn't get out sometimes, so I'd have to force my way through there. But I'm pretty courteous. I'm a car guy. I don't like dinging people's shit. Cause I want my shit ding. But I mean, if you're a dick, you're getting it. Speaking of dicks, so you check out my Instagram at Brent David Key. I busted two cops. Well, my buddy Ashton busted one, and then I straight up busted one, called him out for parking in like the hash marks where like you're supposed to deploy the ramp and whatnot. Fucking pig. Me and Michael were hungry. We had to go to the Chinese buffet, and we go in there, and I guess somebody did a dine and dash on the China buffet, and you know, the Chinese people called the cops. So the cops show up.
I feel like a badass on Mai's restaurant at my birthday 1 year.
That's fighting people though. We're not about that no more.
I'm a badass. Well, I felt like a badass. That wasn't my most athletic moment, but I felt like
a badass.
Oh yeah, if we're talking about badass moments and shit, we've knocked some people out. It hurt. Yeah. Pretty sure they got
hurt. Statue limitations might still be in play there, boys. So.
No, I got this dude pretty fucking hard on a button, and his sumbitch got back up, and his hat was all tilted, and all I see is him like you know like a crow hop for throwing a baseball. Yeah. He was pretty much crow hopping to him, you know, like about to, and I was like, no, goddamn, like it's about to be a bad scene, dude. Like I was like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. But it was a fun time.
Yeah.
Most you know what? We played I don't know why it's this one, but man, it was during the football tournament, the Synergy Bowl, and we went into overtime, we had 2 minutes left once in overtime. And we drove it like 60 yards, but I made the two plays that scored. Like I made a one hand.
For wheelchair football?
Yeah, I made a one hand Odell Beckham snag and fell back. Right, I fell on my back and like even I was about to say Skid Row. Even Roland was like, "Oh shit!" Look out, right. Called timeout. Kept my head on swivel. Called timeout and then snagged one more with the like in the pocket. Right, but it was to win that bitch. Man, dude, I was so crunk about that one. I just thought I was a bee's knees. Dude. I think for sure a celebrity should have went home with me that night.
Celebrity should have went home with you. There we go. Yeah, let's pause right there real quick, and I'll we'll keep going the audio. I'm just gonna change batteries on this bitch.
We're changing batteries right now, so you guys just hang on with us. Reminds me of the video where the guy said that he got a Ring doorbell and he told his dad that his new doorbell had a retina scanner. So his dad was going up to the Ring doorbell like, looking for a whole different 15 seconds. He's like, and I think his son got on the doorbell. I was like, nah, dad, I'm just kidding.
Trying to get inside with the retina scanner. Get out, man. Like, nah, doors that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, dog. I know it'd be so fucked up on you, but I thought maybe God gave you a glimpse of hope with fucking Garrett's wife, Morgan, just for a second.
No.
That's why I thought you were. I was like, oh shit. Like,
oh no.
That's why I was like, oh my God. Like, yes. When the fuck is happening?
Say no names, fam. Don't say no names. Yeah. Never know who's watching these.
Well,
I'll cut all that shit out.
You got a hot wife, sorry.
No. I was saying, just in case this one knows, like, oh, we got the same name.
I will cut it out. We got the same name. Well, I never thought about that.
Fuck it, there's another battery around here somewhere, but this is the last one I can find. So once it's out, we're done. That was good. That was like 20-something minutes. What the fuck were our topics at first, though?
Are we still going? Because, man, my Hemi is acting up.
Oh, okay. We got to get back on topic and knock
this
shit out
because
we
can't
tell people
we're doing shit.
Sex. Would you fuck a cripple girl, Zach?
Man.
Just keep on topic, bro.
All right. No, all we got is that.
This is like the intermission topics while we're changing our batteries. Right. Would I fuck a cripple girl?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hell yeah. If she was fucking fine enough. Yes. Like, okay, if Jessica Alba became crippled right, 3 months down the road, I'll fucking shot Jessica Alba.
All right, tell me this, though. Would it bug you?
No names.
No, I ain't saying names. Would it bug Jessica Alba? Would it bug you if she couldn't? Because I want to ask you this. Would it bug you if she couldn't? Well, if she was like, if you knew she was moaning, just a moan, like she couldn't feel shit?
Hell no, because girls do that right now for me anyways. So, that is no problem.
That's the funniest answer. Hell no. These girls do that for me anyways. Alright, but what if she was just... Yeah. Alright.
Oh, I imagine cripple girls give the best head on earth. Okay, and like, oh, fuck yeah. And I'm all about that. Get me going.
Get you going. Alright, head and cripple girls.
Head and cripple girls.
If I had to say, if I was a girl and I was crippled, I'd be a fucking great dick sucker.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that got weird.
I'm just saying, dude. I'm just saying, I'd be so fucking...
Yeah.
I'd just... What the fuck's up? What's up? Just right when you get home? Let's see, I'm gonna fuck your tongue out. Yeah, you're gonna suck itself.
Damn, yeah. That's
got weird, right?
I'm a badass crippled chick, dog. I tell you, if I was a girl.
We got a filter for that now, so.
I know.
No, hold on. Real quick, one question. Like, I mean, everybody wants to make money, dude. Why have you not, like, looked into just doing shows on Pornhub? Because I'm pretty sure so many fucking people out there, they just want to, like, watch you touch those nubs and shit and flex.
Well, shit. Bringing that up, actually, that's fucking weird you just said that.
These girls make so much money off that shit.
They really do. They really fucking
fat girls, ugly girls, man, it don't matter.
So I'm in a cripple group page on Facebook, right? Like a bunch of the dude Woody Belford, that kid that does the calisthenics, Reverend in a wheelchair, he like put a bunch of us together and like we're talking about meeting up somewhere and like all getting together, right? So a bunch of badasses. And one dude actually found one of his videos, which it wasn't nothing but like him driving or getting out the car or something on Pornhub. But it's so fucking funny because his shirt's off and shit. It's
funny. I mean, they get, I'm.
No, like, hey, you could pay like royalties. I saw like a,
yes.
I saw like a post.
You could do webcams.
Yeah. Webcams,
bro, think about this.
They can pay like
think about this one. If I'd have known shit was going to blow like it did, I'd have got. Dude, I got a video on Facebook that has 40 million views.
All you got to do.
I'd have made a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Hear me out. All you got to do is just sit here, take your shirt off. And basically, you start a webcam, you're not doing shit until somebody puts that money down. You're like, okay, what you want me to do? That'll be $50.
Oh my god, I'd jack off for
$5. Yeah, you start stroking that thing, and they'll be like, take one nub out.
$50,
I'm telling you,
shit for Cash App.
Yes, dude.
I do shit for free at least 7.5 times.
Yes, I'm telling you, man. I give
up once because it's fucking risk getting tired.
I mean, they'll pay you to do like weird shit, like, hey, I want to see you open that fucking refrigerator, or cook some noodles or something. Hey, wash those dishes, and I'll send you $40. I'm telling you, dude. My God. You know how much money you probably get for like an ass wiping video or something?
I wonder how much a nude workout video would go.
Oh, man.
So we got, what was that guy, Ricky?
Snapchat Premium.
Shout out Ricky, post in the comments what you pay for that. Yeah.
Ricky, what's your price?
What you want and what's your price?
Yeah. What's your price, Rick? Let's make some, you know.
We'll do anything for some change.
Back to the subject, though. Would you make love? No, I'm just kidding. Would you have sex at all with a girl? It depends on what disability I would feel like, too, though. Okay.
Man, is that thing warm down there, or is it just completely dead? Because that would make a big difference to me.
Yeah, well, if she's like, you know, there's weird.
Is there still blood flowing down there, or what?
Yeah, it's true. It's weird.
Does it still get wet, or I got to squirt some shit in there?
I think it does. I believe it does.
Okay.
It's still a slippery slope.
Jury's still out on that one. Yeah.
I believe it is. No, I think it is because they were talking about it.
I don't have any, like,
experience
with that, yeah.
Well.
Have you had chances?
A couple girls, probably. I'm not trying to, no offense, couple girls. I love y'all, but I don't love y'all like that.
Yeah. What would be the biggest issue for you?
We're both in wheelchairs.
We're both in wheelchairs, man. Like,
just like I wouldn't want a fat bitch. I mean, sorry, I got a 12-inch dick over here, so, you know, I need somebody fits.
What's your limit as far as, like, weight goes, though?
Man, it's all
body size, right? You know,
it's all about body proportions, man, I just don't like them big old fat, nasty looking legs. I can't do that shit.
What, like cellulite on them or what, like that? Or just like a big, thick thunder?
Man, like I'm shallow how over here, dude. I like them bad as they come.
I like them thick, nasty. I like their ankles look like God's.
Look,
like,
I mean, they gotta look good, but you know, I mean, no, fuck that. I do like me a little white trash, though. That gets me going. Little trailer park queen.
Really?
Hell yeah, because I know she's like, that's all she's been thinking about all day long. Like, who am I going to fuck? Yeah, I'm get high and fuck.
No, bro, what would you say your type is? That's hard to say.
My type is somebody fine as fuck. That's it. It don't matter. It don't matter. All right. I mean, completely honest, I want them with like a medium to lighter skin tone. Tan is more preferred.
There we go.
But, you know.
What's a total turn off? A
total fucking turn off is.
Like, what's a no-go? You instantly found out.
A real fucking hairy bitch, dude. If I just look at her face and it's just like, damn, this bitch has mustache. She's super hairy. It's just, I'll see it for the rest of my life. Yeah, I will always see it. No, I don't fuck that. I see them little baby faint white hairs all over you. I'm like, ugh.
Hey, what if you're dating one of the finest girls you've ever dated, talked to, whatever in your life, and then let's just say year two into it, she starts getting a little 5 o'clock shadow.
A little 5 o'clock shadow? I mean, first.
You know what I'm saying? Just like something you just don't, you know what I'm saying? You're just like, you know, you go up to give her like one of these like cute chin kisses, you kind of like, whoosh, whoosh.
I mean,
what is that? And then, like, if she doesn't shave it, what do you tell her something? You're like,
I'm definitely telling. Yeah.
How the fuck does it? You first notice it after 2 years, though. Yeah. Like,
no, but I'm saying it just came about. I don't know.
Then she's a man. You fucked up. She's off her hormones. I'll ask her if she's visited Thailand.
I don't believe that. I've had that happen so many times.
What?
Brittany West.
Oh, God. Brittany West.
I'm just playing. He's out. God.
I'm with that, a bunch of this shit.
That's what happens when you don't eat meat.
Oh, man.
We gotta get back on topic of this fucking podcast.
Well, we forgot to write the topics down, so we're trying to think of them, honestly.
Yeah, well, we keep changing the subject, guys, over here. So,
I said,
let's get back to the handicap parking spot deal. So, like, if you guys, y'all been out a lot. Like, if y'all had problems with, like handicap parking, shit like that, like, people parking in handicap spots or, like, going places where they're not so friendly to your parking situation when you try to get out or something like that?
No. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, everybody goes through that. Zach's hurting.
Yeah.
Like, everybody goes through that shit, but...
Well, like, my biggest thing is, like, it's not the fact that I need to park out front, or, like, I just need to be able to get in and out of my vehicle, and, like, it depends on what I'm carrying.
Out in front at all. I don't give two shits about being in front of the building or whatever, but I want to be able to, get my chair out without hitting somebody else's shit. And like,
yeah, you
know, exactly. And then all these other people just park out front just because it's good front parking, you know?
I mean, I totally feel you, because, I mean, I drive a truck, and them damn four doors, boy, they swing wide open.
Four doors swing.
Yeah, they're big. They're made for big people. And then, I'm pretty big myself, and nothing pisses me off more than somebody who can't fucking park. Straight up.
Well, he uses the scooter. Why do you use the scooter?
Why do I use the scooter? Because never had a go-kart growing up. And, you know. Nah, it's just I just like to exercise my white privilege and take that motherfucker. I like to see somebody struggle without it. Because back to coddling, you know, take those fucking scooters away from them and do it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you believe that if you're born a certain amount of fucked up, like, you should be offered free weed and then offered free weed from the government?
Hell no. Nah. I mean, like, what kind of fucked up are we talking about?
It depends. Like, the weed's not gonna solve like every problem, though. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think.
I feel like if you had a lifetime amount of fucking weed, yeah, that would solve my problem.
I don't think.
It's all like your disability, you know.
Well, first of all, nothing should be free. You should be able to offer something in life.
Jewel.
Okay, well, that's gross. You should be able to offer something to get that. All right, so it's just a basic bartering process. So, like, I don't know. I mean, if he's, like, super fucked up, how's he even going to smoke weed or even roll it? Then you'd have to roll it for him always. So.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just saying, I just want to give it to him. And just be like, dude. I mean, even if it's a tease, and he just has to look at it. And, you know, be like, man, eventually, we're going to get a certain amount of weed where the smell might get you high. But I'm not rolling shit for you.
That's straight punishment. But, nah, I mean. No, nothing should be free.
Well, I don't even think people should get disability checks either, though. Be honest with you.
Come on now, that's retarded.
I really don't.
Because this is the reason why I say it, is because that government money, if they didn't receive that money, imagine the type of pressure that would be put on their family members.
Yeah.
Of other people. That's true, too.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, but, you know, that's not my problem.
No, like, you got to think, like, society, though. Like, you would have, like, the homeless population be through the roof, you know?
Yeah.
Like, most people can't even in a wheelchair can't even get in a tent. You ever been in a tent and trying to, like, pop a wheelie over, like, a little zipper part, you know?
It's tough.
That's not, dude, I'm sorry.
No love. No couple,
like,
love over here.
Like, I think anybody who rules the world should get rid of all of us.
No. I mean,
Cripple Couch Doctor, a turn. No more cripples anymore.
There's always gonna be people that are able to help, and we'll always have somebody to help. But the problem is that repopulating and just getting pregnant is way too fucking easy and way too prominent these days, even though studies are showing that we're not having as many kids as we used to. But there's so many irresponsible children being bred that it's just, like, to bear that on society is pretty tough. But to say that we shouldn't take care of other people or whatever is false. It's just, there's got to be a certain limit to where it's like, okay, this is a little overkill. It's really tough for us to even manage this. I mean, as humans, we're always going to help people out, but I can understand both sides of it.
Depending on how fucked up the kid is, it would be abortion.
Yeah. Or sink or swim, basically. Throw him in a fucking pool. any of your seek or swim, brother.
Nah, I'm saying, dude, like, I'm so bad at my fucking mom.
Because, look, like, there's two trains of thought in life. There's really two trains of thought. Either you're a really religious person or you think that we're here basically survival of the fittest. So, I mean, even though as gruesome as it sounds, a sink or swim, you know, if God's real, then you won't sink.
It sure pisses me off.
And survival of the fittest, either you survive or you don't.
Man, the first ultrasound with no legs, you should have been like, fuck that. Pull the plug.
Nah, dude. Pull the plug. You're
look how guy grew up now.
This guy, the ultimate first world problems over here. This guy lives a pretty incredible life. And he's just complaining for the show, for the gram.
Yeah. I do got a pretty cool life. I feel like I got a pretty cool life job.
This son of a bitch has not bought a fucking shirt in probably 5 years. You know how, okay.
That's so true.
Okay, hadn't bought a shirt. Hadn't even bought no fucking clothes, no hats, none of that shit. Everything. I mean, talk about, he's over here asking if people should get free shit and, you know. Pot calling Cal Black.
I'm saying the real fucking.
I mean,
dude. Okay, if you're shaped like a baby at 30 years old, you should be able to have free weed.
Shaped like a baby. Like,
no, there's people with disabilities that got normal size head and then they got baby size bodies.
Well,
what do you think they should do? Just put them in a jar?
No, y'all should give them better drugs than weed. They should get like. Yeah, they should get like fucking heroin or something. Give them some real good shit.
Like fixes them.
Yeah, or morphine.
Would fix them?
No, I'm not saying heroin would fix them, but I'm saying like,
give these people ecstasy.
Give them a more of a problem than they already fucking have.
No, like here's what I'm getting at. It's like if out of all the drugs in the world, you can pick like growth hormone, like. That's way better shit to like give them.
Oh no, I got a way better idea.
Give them beers.
I have a way better idea, guys.
We all said that okay, the homeless population would go up, right? But if you get them motherfuckers free heroin, it wouldn't because they'd die all the time.
No,
I have a way better idea.
What's going on today?
We should submit. Listen, you should submit all these fucked up people to human testing. Human testing is illegal, all right? But, you know, it could probably do us some really good in science research. Submit all these fucked up people to human testing. Some of them might come out fucking pretty good. Some of them might die.
Yeah, I'm kind of on board with that. Like human guinea pig. I first got hurt, I was like, I don't want to be a guinea pig. And now it's like, I'll try a few things. You got fuck some science behind it.
They're like, yeah.
Give me some fucking bionic legs or some shit, you know, or stem cells, something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you got something, make
magic. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I'd be down.
Yeah.
I'd be down. Like,
as long as it's not like we're just like throwing shit at a dartboard, like y'all put some thought into your hypothesis.
Make it voluntary. Yeah. I'll sign up.
And what they had to do was they can just turn your legs on. They were like, all right, Zach, we can like decode your DNA, like 23andMe shit. And then next thing you know, we've spliced legs onto you that are like Usain Bolt legs.
Well, if they can grow legs, they can extend this dick. So sign me up. Straight up. No. Call me Garth Brooks, baby.
I mean, if they said they even had like a study that give a glimpse of hope of that thing just turn into like, I don't want to. Dollar bill to fit around my wiener.
Oh god damn.
I feel like I'm going with like I'm maybe like an inch longer, but I'm not bragging over here, but I'm if you get anything bigger, you're gonna be a freak. You're gonna be some like weirdo, you know? Like you don't have like some
I would really love to be that kind of weirdo. Look at the dick on that weirdo.
No, hey no.
Shit, my bad.
No, I've known dudes that they're packing meat that like
fat dick.
Yeah, look at that fucking dumbass big dick son of a bitch.
No, keep it coming.
Yeah, damn.
No, but I'm
graduating big dick ass.
No, but I've known dudes that have big dicks that like girls turn them down a lot because like. Sometimes, sometimes they can't fit, you know? Sometimes, like,
they need to find those whores.
I'm gonna have to edit like half of this shit out. Jesus fucking Christ. We're talking about abortion. We're gonna lose all kinds. Every fucking person that's listened to this is gone now.
Abortions that didn't succeed.
Oh, no, I know, but the way you referred it to it was like, it was more like a. Genocide, but okay. Jeez
Louise. Rid of all of us.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah.
The best part of my compass was getting rid of all the fucking...
Oh, jeez. That's coming out, too. Yeah. There goes all your sponsorships for life right there.
So, we love Jews. So, send the donations.
Y'all are giving me a heart editing here. Over here right now. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going to re-listen this whole motherfucking podcast. I'll just plan on cutting
the heads off. Hell Israel.
Surround the sun. We're about out of battery.
And that is it.
You should see the veins on this fucking guy's arm right here.
Yeah, they could find the hospital.
Looks like a river map.
A river map.
A river map. Somebody called me a water bug. My friend.
A water bug?
Michael McDonough. He's a single leg amputee. We had an event for Waterpalooza where we had to like run. And I was off my wheelchair and I was like on my hands. He was like, boy, you look like a damn water bug. What's a water bug look like? He said, they're fast as shit.
Real fast. So did we cover all the topics?
We didn't touch any of the topics, by the way. Not a fucking one.
I mean,
we
did that handicap parking.
That's
shit.
What I'm saying. We missed all these topics here. But,
you cannot fit a finger in my butt?
I feel like we're going to have to like can this one or like start another one, but...
It's okay. It's our first one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They do that 60-second wrap up, like on Pardon the Interruption, and we can do that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one thing we were talking about this the other day. Like cripple. I can't feel like my butthole and stuff. Like you were asking me the other day. You're like, have a girl ever like try to like touch your butthole or something? And I was like,
I was thinking the other day that like if a girl ever like. I don't know, been like, you know, messing around. Or I don't know, maybe just hugging you, cuddling you, and just slip one in your, and she told you, like, I got my finger in your butt.
If she tells you, it's no problem. If she doesn't, she's a straight-up thief. Straight-up thief. Call the cops.
Yeah. No, what's funny is, like, okay, so, like, I had a girlfriend. She was, like, cuddling me one time. She's like, my toe is in your butt. And I was like, that's nasty.
Oh,
dirty.
Damn.
But then the funniest one is my buddy. I'm not going to say any names. His old lady, got one of her toys while he was laying on his stomach and like trying to like put his butt one time.
Damn.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not saying my man, you're probably watching this.
Why?
I'm listening. That's what I said. I was like, dude, she violated. You call the cops on
her. Yeah, straight up. That's rape. That's rape.
Assault right there. Ass assault.
You ever got a close call to like a butt swipe?
No. Thank God.
You're saying that's why she. You got a Hemi over here.
Yes.
And then, you don't go on that.
I got one of those Hemis. Things got a Hemi down there.
But would you, I don't care. Okay, would you stop her if she was going for it?
It would hurt if she touched it. I'd let her know. Oh, hell yeah. It's a swollen vessel.
Swollen vessel.
I said, why are you touching that ass when I got this dick right here? You know what I'm saying?
You're very close to coming. You like pull out your, ooh, you don't want this girl. You don't want this.
Never. Never. Nope. I have been close to coming, though, and like someone called, like you or something like that. It's like, that really fucking pisses me off.
Throws your concentration off.
Wow. Pisses me off.
Remember that call that calls in your, and then like really gets you where you need to be?
I guess a question on Instagram about the podcast is, and I was going to ask you, has another man ever smacked your ass while you were getting head from a woman?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just a random person on Instagram asked this, huh?
Weird. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, pretty specific question there, but yep. That happened once in the backseat of my mom's car. We was, me and a buddy, we was giving this girl everything she wanted. And,
giving her everything she wanted.
And, you know, just one thing led to another and just got my ass slapped by my buddy because it was like a high five because I was busy.
It's a high five.
It's like a high five. It's like, good job.
That's attaboy.
Yes, sir. Right? Man. He smacked my ass like, man, your dick looks good in her mouth, dude. Hell yeah, dude. Good job.
Yeah.
You're doing that right.
I mean,
he said all that too? Or is he just like,
no, we. I can see it. I can see it.
Suck that dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was cheering her on too. He was like, suck that dirty dick. I don't know why he was saying dirty, because I think we just worked out. That's what it was. But I think that was part of the appeal. That was part of the appeal to her.
Well, we're going to have to redo this podcast, but we'll cut out some parts and make some funny ass shit out of this. But yeah, that was pretty good. All right, cool. We'll call it there. One last. All right, this one, guys. Yeah, because...